On to another story now, a story of history, of the assassination of John F. Kennedy and his and the story of his rival just south in Cuba. John F. Kennedy was president for just 2.5 years, but in a short time, a series of Cold War crises nearly led to war with Cuba, not to mention the Soviet Union. The disastrous Bay of Pigs invasion in 1961 destroyed relations between JFK and Fidel Castro, and the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962 left Americans terrified of an impending nuclear war.
Within the past week, unmistakable evidence has established the fact that a series of offensive missile sites is now in preparation on that imprisoned island. The purpose of these bases can be none other than to provide a nuclear strike capability against the Western Hemisphere.
Now, at that time of tension and in the aftermath, and still today, many people believe that Fidel Castro played a role in JFK's assassination in Dallas. Now, two federal investigations have dismissed the idea, and still there's no direct evidence that Castro was involved. But a new book claims Castro knew about Lee Harvey Oswald's assassination plot before the shots were fired from the Texas Book Depository on November 22nd, 1963. And that's a pretty inflammatory charge. Joining us is Brian Littell, former CIA analyst and author of Castro Secrets, the CIA and Cuba's Intelligence Machine. Brian, hello. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you.
Now, in the era of the communist takeover of Cuba, Bay of Pigs, and the missile crisis, as I mentioned, your book takes a look and describes, interestingly, that Cubans were far better than our own CIA at spying. Why do you say that? That they had the CIA outclassed?
Yes, they really did in the early 60s. And for some years after, the Cubans have an extraordinary ability in counterintelligence, in running double agent operations, in counterespionage, and in running very high-level agents, spies, moles in American institutions, both public and private institutions. Cuban foreign intelligence is really one of the best in the world. I consider it one of the five, maybe six best intelligence services anywhere in the world.
Now,
and it started its rise to excellence in the first year or so of Fidel Castro's regime.
And you point to several incidents. Just to give an example, you describe how Cuban intelligence would surveil American agents doing what they thought was secret work, drop points, conversations, and the like, and then send the tapes to the United States to kind of goad them, to let them know that, like, hey, fellas, we're not just one step ahead of you, we're two steps ahead of you.
Well, they developed an extraordinary capability, especially operating against Americans, against the CIA specifically, and the FBI. One of the most dramatic revelations in my book is that the Cubans were running about four dozen double agents against the CIA. The CIA believed that these Cubans were reliable, trustworthy sources in Cuba. They were all actually working for Fidel Castro. They were double agents working against the CIA. It was not known to the CIA until a defector came out from Cuban intelligence in the summer of 1987. And this defector revealed to the agency how it had been duped and tricked and deceived for so many years.
Now, this person's name is Florentino Aspiaga, correct?
That is correct.
And you say in the book now that because of Señor Aspiaga and his defection, that we have now become aware, at least he says he has ironclad evidence, that Fidel Castro was aware ahead of time of the plot to assassinate JFK in Dallas in 1963. Not necessarily that he had a role in it, but that he was aware of it before it happened. That's incendiary. What's the evidence that Castro knew that this was going to go down in Dallas?
Well, the evidence is this source, the most trustworthy, the best defector, the most knowledgeable Cuban intelligence officer ever to have defected to the United States. This was a man who was many times decorated for his achievements working for Castro. He worked in Cuban intelligence and counterintelligence, as I say, at very high levels. When he came to the United States in the summer of 1987, he began to reveal all of these things that we were just not aware of. I conducted about 15 hours of tape-recorded interviews with Aspiaga a few years ago. For the book, I've also interviewed about a dozen other defectors from Cuban intelligence. And I've read about 40, maybe 50,000 pages of declassified CIA documents relating to the Kennedy assassination. But it was Aspiyaga who gave me the main tip that led me to write this book. Aspiyaga told me in one of our interviews, and repeated it in all of our other interviews, that when he was sitting outside of Havana in a technical intercept station, he was a very young man. He was told by his commanders that early that morning, when President Kennedy was assassinated, he was told, "Stop all of your surveillance, all of your listening and monitoring of the CIA. Turn all of your antennas, all of your attention to Texas." This was about 3 hours before the shots rang out from the book depository. So he is convinced that Castro and the senior levels of Cuban intelligence were aware that Oswald was going to shoot at President Kennedy that morning.
I think I'm going to leave it there, because that is so much to think about that it's a good enough reason to read the book by Brian Littell, former CIA analyst and author of Castro's Secrets, the CIA and Cuba's Intelligence Machine. Castro's Secret, he knew days before when shots were going to ring out in Dallas, November 22nd, 1963. Mr. Littell, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.